Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Cephalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubcephalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Tonight, Michael Bozzelli, the buzz from Buzz on Parlor Song, yes. Quantum Theater.
Yes, Quantum Theater, Parlor Song by Jez Butterworth. Yeah, let's talk about Quantum first for a second. I know you had Martin Giles on here, mm-hmm. who directed Parlor Song. I want to see something about, first of all, I've been calling the show Two Guys, a Girl, and a Burger Joint, because what I love about Quantum is they don't do your usual theater space. This was a derelict burger joint, burger or something or other. I don't know, it doesn't matter, not there anymore, but it was next to Mitchell's in the waterfront over there. So there were a lot of great dining choices before the show and some great cocktail places for after. That's always a plus.
Oh, yes.
Of course it is, sweetie.
We at Berg Vivant do appreciate a good cocktail.
Right.
I do tell.
Right. Bar Louie's not very far from there.
It's walking back. That's the hard
part. It's the walking back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. But no, they always... What I want to say about Quantum that I love is that they do these non-traditional theater spaces. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people that feel like they got to have the velvet curtain and the chandelier.
Well, when I'm decorating at home, but not necessarily right. when I go not, to see theater. So
exactly.
I do understand.
It's really the acting and the directing and the play itself that is why we should be going out to a good theater experience.
I agree.
And this was a good theater experience. Really good acting. Cameron Knight from CMU. I don't know if you know him. Cameron. Okay. But Cameron Knight, Sarah Silk, who I believe is local, and Brendan McMahon. It was a three-hander. There's only three actors on the stage. Like I said, two guys and a girl. It is a married couple and the next-door neighbor guy, Dale, he's the character Brendan plays, is Dale, the next door neighbor. Now, there's a little thing with the POV. I'm not sure if it's from Dale's point of view or from the Cameron Knight's character or from Joy, who has played Sarah Silk. But they're all, it's a very big character study.
Hmm.
They're all very interesting. It takes a little bit while to get going, but once you're in there, it gets moving and it's very taut. Taut. Is that a good word?
T-A-U-T, T-A-U-G-H-T.
T-A-U-G-H-T.
T-O-T, as taut. In tater?
Yes, as in tater. Yes, because it was a big mashup of everything, and there it was go. Delicious. And you just can't beat tater tots for that.
No.
So, no, but you know what? I do want to call out some certain things. Yes, in a burger place, but they're portraying the residents.
Hmm.
Of so it's not, you're not in a burger joint. It play doesn't take place like what are you having,
right? And it's the space. It's not like you're distracted by customers and somebody screaming fries are up,
right? Exactly. No, it was space. There's no actual food in the venue. but I do want to talk about what they did with the space. They did some really clever things, which I really liked. And what was interesting is the characters are on stage almost the whole time. But when they're not speaking or they're not in the scene, they're elsewhere in the room. And it's interesting. It's fascinating. The way Martin Giles, who you had on the show, mm-hmm. Martin Giles, It was interesting the way he directed it. I also want to say the lighting. You don't really even notice lighting in a lot of shows. You notice the lighting in this show. It was really good. There was also a thing they did with they did like character titles, smash cards or title cards,
mm-hmm.
Projected between scenes, and they were projected on the floor and on a screen in the background.
Awesome.
I could from my vantage point, from where I was sitting, I couldn't read the ones that were projected on the floor, but then I noticed that they were also on the screen, so there was another place to look.
Something for everybody.
Something for everyone.
And I think the thing to consider, too, is, I mean, it's one thing to achieve effects like that in a theater, a traditional theater, but yes. To achieve them in a space that was never built for theater, I think, is really something.
Exactly. They attributed that to Scott Nelson, the lighting designer.
Yes, very good.
Yes. Oh, and, you know, Richard Parkes-Kazian did costumes, so it was really, it's an interesting story. It takes a while to get going, but once you're in it, the character is very engaging, and there's some great dialogue. It's some really, it's now, it might be difficult for some people without like a grasp on the English language,
I think most plays would be somebody who was unable to grasp the English language.
Well, no, I mean London English.
The English London turn of phrases.
Right, there are a lot of phrases that we might not be familiar with.
Right, and so I mean it's important to mention too that the playwright is English.
Jez Butterworth.
This is a very English play.
Yes.
But you know, after speaking with Mr. Giles in his interview, he said that you know this Butterworth play in particular, there are a lot of things that we as Americans can relate to.
You know what? It's a very universal theme. I mean. It sounds like they're in like a suburban tract home type neighborhood. I don't actually know. I didn't read where the
and I believe was. That was a lot of the reason for that choice of venue is that you know it is suburbia. It's like it's the waterfront. It's commercial. It's the
right.
mall.
Yes, exactly. Where better to have it mm-hmm. than the waterfront? That was a perfect location for the show, but. It was fascinating. It was very well done.
What did you walk away with from this? What thoughts did it provoke?
Well, it's interesting because I don't know how. I mean, spoilers, sweetie. I don't know how much I want to.
I understand.
I want people to go to the theater. I don't want to give away the whole ending. But
speak in riddles.
Okay. There was a man from Nantucket.
That ain't a riddle.
No, no, sorry.
We all know the answer to that. What's your favorite color?
Yes. I thought it was much. Take two. Can we do that?
Don't mind if I do.
I'll take one myself. I thought the ending would be darker than it was, and yet...
Well, you're sadistic. Not everyone is. So,
and actually, it's almost darker than what I assume. Here, okay. See, that's riddles.
I tell you
riddles.
What, though.
There's
it's
your
a,
riddle.
It's a great teaser. You know, I'm intrigued.
Yes, the outcome for the characters is almost more brutal than what I thought would happen to them. How's that?
I think that's excellent.
Yeah, so we can...
That's
tantalizing. Tantalizing. Ooh, sweetie, go to the waterfront. Find out for yourself.
And it probably is the most exciting.
Sorry.
You're excited. That's okay. We'll have the carpet cleaned later. But it probably is one of the most exciting things happening down at the waterfront right now.
Have you been down there? It's all chain restaurants. It's the only exciting thing down there.
But as you said, the great thing about that is there's plenty to do before, plenty to do right. afterwards. I think right. going to see this show would be the perfect evening out.
Right. You know? Before the show, we went to a little vegetarian place on 8th Street over in Munhall. Tin Roof something. Tin Roof Rusted.
Tin Roof Rusted.
Tin Roof. rested. Bow, bow. Oh, sorry. No, 10 cap, 10, 10 something.
Well, since you brought up the
B-52s. I don't know. I'm not a restaurant review guy.
Well, now, that line, 10 roof rusted, does that refer to pregnancy? That's what I always heard. Like, if you're 10 roof rusted, you're preggers.
I always just thought that they just threw that in there.
It's a weird thing to throw in.
I don't know. What do I know? I just know that there's a little shack on the highway. You can't, yeah.
If you see a faded sign by the side of the road that says 15 miles to the...
Yes, we're off track, aren't we?
To the love shack. Yeah. Yeah, we're on our way there.
Let's get back to Parlor Song.
Please,
let's do that. I wonder, I don't know how I got so distracted.
I don't know. It could be that gallon of booze in your hand.
It burned, sweetie. It burned.
Yeah, that's how we know it's real.
No, Martin Giles did a great job. The act, Sarah Silk. Let's point out Sarah Silk for sure, because she was very... interesting choices, like really good choices, because you don't want to like her, but you like her. And you kind of see, even though she's doing something you think is not a little naughty, a little bit bad. Oh, come on. It's two guys and a girl. Figure it out. We don't need that many spoiler alerts. It's a married couple and their best friend.
It's the classic triangle. Yes, indeed.
What do you think might happen in a story like this?
Well, judging by the films that I've seen, most of them on grainy 8mm. Music in the background.
All three of them are never in the bedroom at the same time.
Well, still see it. Still see it. Yeah, we highly recommend it.
No, and yeah, so yes, thumbs, plural, thumbs up.
Great.
My only concern would be, like I said, it's a character study, and it gets a little bit to go. So, and the Englishisms, but other than that, fantastically done, great production. If you watch a lot of BBC, if you watch a lot of Downton Abbey, because you get and you're used to the Britishisms, definitely. It's like so.
So is this like kind of like Skid Row, Downton Abbey? Because
no, this
it's
is
in
a
like
modern,
the suburbs.
It's a modern tale told in an English way.
Thank you, Hyacinth. See it. Absolutely.
There you go. There you go. See it.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk Magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.